to Mysterious Minis, the weekly minisodes that come to you from a galaxy not so far away, the official Mysterious Galaxy podcast. I'm your host, Gary, and it's just me this week because Becca is working on so much stuff between Patreon and school and things like that, so they are not going to be able to make it this week, but that's fine. We have very important content coming for you very soon, so keep an eye out for that. I'm just going to jump right into things. We have a bunch of events this week, a whole mess of new titles, but I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on those, I think, just because when it's just me, I just want to keep these short, honestly. I feel like otherwise I am just rambling to myself and that's weird, so let's talk events. Tonight, on the 17th of November, at 5 p.m., we have a very special event. This is with Brandon Sanderson. He's going to be talking about his new book, Rhythm of War, which I think is out today. We are sold out, but we did have signed and personalized books. Hopefully you got one if you're listening to this. If not, you can still buy a copy of the book and get access to the event. You have to purchase the book or I think an event ticket? No, I lied. You have to order a copy of the book in order to join the event. The viewing ticket is included with your purchase of Rhythm of War, so even though we don't have signed copies, if you want to participate, you have to do that. I think we've sold over 300 copies, something like that, 400 copies, a lot. We sold a lot of Sanderson's, so this should be fun. You know, Brandon's been a really good friend of the store for a very long time. For those of you who know, who have come to see his events in the past, routinely brings in 300-500 people. Last time we had him at our old location, we had to set up speakers outside so that people could hear him talk because it was just too many people for our tiny little store. But you know, we're really glad that he's able to support the store in this way and do this thing. So that's at 5. Going to be on, I think, Groundcast, but it's going to have a special link with a password that's being emailed to people who buy the book. So you have to, if you're listening to this morning, you have to place that order like now, or you're not going to be able to view the event. I think even if you purchase it later, you can still get an event link to watch to view the video of the event late. So that's tonight. Also tonight at 7 o'clock on Crowdcast, we're also having Jonathan Mayberry. His new book, Ink, is out today. You guys probably know Jonathan. We've talked about him on the pod a few times. He does events with us all the time. He's a local horror writer who is known for not only his Joe Ledger series, but also Rot and Ruin, I think those are zombie books. This one, Ink, is about a tattoo artist, Patty Cakes, who has her dead daughter's face tattooed on the back of her hand. Day by day, it begins to fade, taking with it all of Patty's memories of her daughter. All that she is left with is the certain knowledge that she has forgotten her lost child. The awareness of that loss is tearing her apart. Oh, interesting. This is like memories who feed on dreams of people through tattoos. Monk Addison is a private investigator whose skin is covered with the tattooed faces of murder victims. He is a predator who hunts for killers, and the ghosts of all those dead people haunts his life. Some of those faces have begun to fade too, destroying the very souls of the dead. Wow. Wow. All through the town of Pine Deep, people are having their most precious memories stolen. The monster seems to target the lonely, the disenfranchised, and the people who need memories to anchor them to this world. This is wild. I did not read enough of this description before I started. The idea of a villain that feeds off of the memories of the people who have lost people is really sad. I might have to pick this one up. I really like Jonathan's stuff. Again, we're going to have signed and personalized copies. I think that Jonathan is coming into the store to sign for us. I think also he's in conversation with Scott Sigler, who... his most recent book that came out was still, I think, Aliens Phalanx, but Scott Sigler's another local author that we've seen here around a lot. I think we haven't really had any new Sigler stuff because of COVID, but we do carry all of Scott's books, and because he's local, we're going to have him come in and sign. So if there's any of Scott Sigler's books you want, you know, place an order on the website, make a note in the comments you would like a signed copy. That is essential, because otherwise I think we're just going to send you books. So please, please do that if you want one of those. And let's move on to tomorrow. Tomorrow, Essa Hansen is going to be in conversation with Veronica Roth, talking about Essa's new book, Nopheck, but it could be Nopheck, N-O-P-H-E-K, Gloss, which is out today as well. We are doing signed and personalized books for Essa, so if you would like a copy, again, let us know in the comments. You have about a week, I think, from today. That is next Tuesday, the 24th, that is the deadline. So make sure you do that. Very exciting, actually. Essa Hansen, just the about the author makes me really happy, is an author, swordsman, and falconer. She's a sound designer for science fiction fantasy films at Skywalker Sound, with credits in movies such as Doctor Strange and Avengers Endgame. So good for Essa. This is rad. I believe this is one, I don't think Essa's coming into the store. I think we're shipping her books, and then they're shipping them back to us. So, if you want a signed copy, you can make a note in the comments, but it is going to take a while for us to get those. If you haven't seen, we put out two videos on our YouTube, which is linked in the episode description. Two videos on our YouTube about what the process for us shipping books is like and why it takes a long time to get stuff when it's signed, because stuff goes, you know, all around the world. Shout outs to Nick for putting those together. They're both very fun. One of them features, I don't want to say the store mascot, because I think that would be the dragon, but, Marvin the Gorgeous, very fun, delightful, wizard puppet that Nick has acquired. So, you know, go check that out. That's very fun. I like it a lot. I think he's planning on doing more stuff with Marvin, so that should be fun. Okay, then on Thursday the 19th, Haley Sutton is going to be in conversation with Wendy Hurd discussing her new book, The Lady Upstairs. This one we are only doing signed personalized book plates, which means we can send you the book right away. You can get it soon, and then the book plates will ship at some point in the future, once we have been able to, once we've gotten them signed and personalized and shipped to us at the store. Again, that usually takes a couple weeks, but we will get those to you as soon as we can. This one, The Lady Upstairs, is a modern-day noir featuring a twisty cat-and-mouse chase. It says that this debut thriller tells the story of a woman who makes a living taking down terrible men, then finds herself in over her head and with blood on her hands. The only way out is to pull off one final con. Oh, she's like blackmailing people in L.A. That's fun. She's blackmailing Hollywood producers, adulterous actors, corrupt cops, likes making money, which is comes in candy for the debt she's paying off, but it's also a chance to take back power for the women of the city. When one of her targets is murdered, the LAPD have Joe in their sights. Desperate to escape the consequences of her failed job, she decides to take on just one more sting, bringing down a rising political star. Interesting. Fantastic. This also sounds really fun. This is very LA-based, murder mystery investigation slash blackmail con job. Like, this is cool. I need to read more mysteries. We have talked about this several times on the podcast, but this sounds very fun to me. So again, check that out. We could send signed and personalized book plates as long as you place an order on the website soon. All right. Okay. So our next event is on Friday. Chloe Gong is going to be in conversation with Emily Wen Zhao. They are talking about their new books. I think Chloe's got a new one out this week or last week called These Violent Delights. This week. That's also out today, as a matter of fact. These Violent Delights, and Emily Wen Zhao is talking about her book Blood Air, which came, well, I think they're talking together, but Blood Air came out last year. I think we're doing signed book plates for both. You can get These Violent Delights personalized, but Blood Air is going to be signed only. Again, as always, make sure you include a note in the order comments when you place that order. This one is going to be the Friday at 7 p.m. And then we only have one more for the week on Monday. Next Monday, the 23rd at 7 p.m., RV Ramen is going to be in conversation with Andrea J. Johnson. They're talking about their new books, A Will to Kill and Poetic Justice. We are doing book plates, signed book plates, but not personalized. For both of those, we can ship the books to you. These are out. Actually, okay, so Poetic Justice is not out till next week. These are both pre-orders. Poetic Justice is out the day after this event on the 24th. A Will to Kill is not out till December 1st. So we might be able to actually ship your books and book plates together. Actually, I'm not gonna promise that. We usually do a week delay before we let the publicists know who all needs signed. Well, these are signed only. Don't listen to me. I am rambling over here. We'll probably send your books and then send your book plates separately. That's usually how book plate stuff works, unless we get them early. It's hard to say because these books are out after the event. Just how quickly the turnaround is going to be for that. But we'll ship you your stuff. We'll let you know in the order comments when we process your order if you want signed books of either of these, how long that's going to take. Yeah, so that's events for the week. There's, like I said, most of the event books are all new this week. Rhythm of War, Inc., Nopet Goss, The Lady Upstairs, These Violent Delights. Those are all new this week. Should be very fun. There's also Unlocked by Shannon Messenger, which is book 8.5 in her series, which I'm interested in. I have not taken the time to like poke through that and figure out how 8.5 works. I suppose it's a side story or it fits between the main plots. I'm not entirely aware of this. That should be fun, though. Also, Promised Land by Barack Obama is coming out. That is a very, very pretty book. We got a few of those into the store. Bunch of other stuff. Burning God by R.F. Quegg. I think that's the third book following the Poppy War trilogy series. I don't know how many of those they're going to be, but from what I have been told by Kellyanne and Kylie, it's just beautiful and incredible, and I need to read them, and I've been putting them off for far too long, so I think I'm going to start Poppy War really soon. That should be fun. And then Daughter of the Serpentine by E.E. Knight. And Super Fake Love Song by David Yoon. We have signed copies of that, so if you want a signed copy of that, we believe it's a tip-in page that came signed from the publisher, but we can ship you those as well. Lots of new stuff. Of course, all the links in the description below for more information about those. What else? I know we need to do Patreon shoutouts. I'm sorry, all you new patrons who have followed us, that we haven't shouted out on the podcast yet. Becca has that list of new people, and I do not. So that will be next minisode. Stay tuned for that. I think that's it. What am I reading right now? I finished Thrawn Ascendancy, Chaos Rising, which I enjoyed in the end, actually. I turned out to be, setting up a bigger thing that takes place in the Chaos Regions. There's some like manipulations and some attempts to destroy the Chiss Ascendancy. I think that these are taking place concurrently with the Clone Wars. So this period in time, they have spoilers for Thrawn Ascendancy. If you read Thrawn Alliances, the one that's him and Anakin Skywalker, there's a really fantastic sequence in that book where the two of them meet each other for the first time, and Anakin insists on calling Thrawn by his full name and says it incorrectly like three times, and it's just a really funny back and forth banter. They do that scene from Thrawn's perspective this time, and it's still just as delightful. So we know when this takes place now, which is nice. That was like a thing that was plaguing me a little bit when I was reading it. So it looks like we're going to get a couple more books in the Chaos Regions before Thrawn gets to the galaxy proper and, you know, joins the Empire the way that we know that he eventually will. And who knows? I would love more future Thrawn stories. I want to know what happened to him and Ezra in Rebels, if y'all watched Rebels. But that's enough about Star Wars. I also just started Demon in White, which is the newest book from Christopher Rocchio. If y'all remember way back when this podcast started, I was reading the second book in that series, Howling Dark, which I also really enjoyed, but they're so big. They're very long. So it'll probably be a while before I finish that one. Very slowly pushing through it, but it should be good. I'm excited. I think that's it, though. I haven't really started... Oh, no, I'm still also reading Light of the Jedi, the Christopher Soule. I am working on getting my hands on, like, an actual advanced copy that has the entire book, because this is just a sampler, but what I've read so far is really fun! God, I'm just going to talk more Star Wars. I'm just so excited about, like, new Star Wars content. I can't help myself. So I think that's it. That's all for this week. Like I said... All these events are happening. You can find all of our new books linked in the description below. Thank you, of course, for listening. As always, you can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, everywhere, social media, at Myst Galaxy Books. You can find any of the books we talked about today at mystgalaxy.com. Thank you, of course, to Austin Farmer for allowing us to use our intro and outro music. That's Kill the Farm Boy. That is cut from the track Kill the Farm Boy from the album Bookshelf Symphony Orchestra. I'm still missing something. No, I think that's it. Thank you everyone for listening. We'll see you again soon in a galaxy not so far.